The Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
Radio.com. I want to welcome to the show Jason Martz, who is the public affairs officer and the visual information specialist at Gettysburg National Military Park. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking the time this morning. Appreciate it. Let's start with people tearing down statues and monuments of things that they don't think are worthy of being up in public. Gettysburg is home to, I just counted 40 Confederate statues and monuments throughout the park.
Right.
And I know this isn't the first time this has come up. I was looking, there's articles just as recent as a couple years ago of people saying, it's time these come down. Has the Gettysburg, the people behind the park, ever considered changing how they do things and moving them? Is that even a possibility that's even ever discussed?
It really isn't. All of the statues and monuments on the Gettysburg battlefield, including the Confederate examples, and there are over 1,300 total, by the way, have either been specifically authorized by Congress or they have been in place for so long that they actually qualify as historic features in unto themselves.
Really?
So they are as intrinsic to the battlefield as the battlefield is on its own.
You couldn't remove them if you wanted to. Not that you do, but you couldn't. That's interesting. I always looked at Gettysburg and the fields, and the, you know, because it's history, it's almost like an outdoor museum more than it is just a random place a statue is sitting. It's not just like, hey, here's the park where the kids play and people have picnics and there's a statue of a Confederate general. This is where the battle happened. So to me, it's like an outdoor museum. So I always felt like that. What you're saying is probably what I would go along with. I couldn't imagine taking that stuff out because what is Gettysburg without two sides?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great way to explain it. Versus what you see happening in a lot of town squares and traffic circles going on throughout the country. It's a very different feel for sure. Outdoor museum is a great way to put it.
You know, there's obviously a discussion that can be had. I don't agree with people going in and vandalizing or taking down statues anywhere. Personally, I feel like there's a better way. But I also have talked to enough people to go, well, you know, there's probably a conversation to be had. And I know that you guys hold special events. Have you guys ever held conversations discussing the controversy behind it? Like just different meetings of different groups, peaceful things where you'd have just discussions about why things are hurtful or the past hurts some people versus others?
Oh, absolutely. This is a common discussion at battlefields like Gettysburg. And this is a common occurrence and has been for a very long time. So this, just because the current circumstances are shining a very bright light on this topic right now, this is actually something that we deal with on a very consistent basis.
So you're not afraid of having the conversation. No one's shying away from the conversation. It's just it's not on the plans anytime soon to start dismantling anything because that would take away from what you guys are all about.
Yeah, exactly. We don't shy away from the difficult conversations because the monuments themselves lend that topic in many cases. So it's something that we embrace, and just because it's a difficult topic doesn't mean we shy away from it.
Like one thing I've thrown out there as far as instead of tearing the statues down, adding more context to the way things originally were versus how they were when monuments and statues were put up versus today's current climate. Where everyone's, you know, angry at each other. Ever thought of a way to adapt the locations, whether it's new signage or something, to kind of discuss the controversy, or is that something that hasn't been discussed?
That's actually something that's in the works, probably on at least two different fronts. One would be that our interpretive staff, our park rangers, have been presenting programs about the African-American experience in Gettysburg for many years. So that's an ongoing thing, just as we have been having this discussion as an ongoing issue. And then the other thing is that when you do go to national parks or sites like the National Park Service, you'll often see outdoor exhibits, standalone exhibits and so forth. We call them wayside exhibits. And there's a massive redo of the wayside exhibits within the battlefield. Many of them are at least 20 years old. They're not in the best shape. And some of them are even older than that. So there's kind of a mix. It's all kind of a mix of no, I wouldn't say newer ones, but older ones, and then out of date ones, and then this and so forth. So there's a massive plan ongoing that is calling for a number of new ones to be put in as part of an overall rehab of this wayside project throughout the entire battlefield. And this is something that's going through the necessary process right now, and a number of those when the new ones go out. And I think it's going to be, I want to say next year. This is a long-term project. It takes a while to get these kinds of things through. But when that project is completed, we will have a number of new ones that do address this very topic. And again, it's something that we don't shy away from. So we have this conversation all the time. We have Ranger-led programs pre-COVID. We're not doing them right now, unfortunately, due to social distancing and so forth. And then the new wayside project. So we're attacking this on a number of different fronts.
As a kid, I remember being taught history in school, and we would talk about what happened. We go through the facts. We talk sometimes about why they happened, but it was never discussed even as a possibility that these things were sometimes open to interpretation and the time would change our perception. And I think that's kind of what's happening here. So to see the Gettysburg Park just kind of trying to evolve and kind of update a little bit of the thinking is kind of interesting. Probably controversial with some people who just want things to stay the same, but it's the world. It changes constantly, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is something that has continued to evolve over years, dates and centuries. Where we were 50 years ago is different than where we were, where we are now. Where we were 5 years ago is different than where we are now. So yeah, we have to evolve with the time, and we think we're trying to, again, we don't shy away from difficult conversations with us.
Speaking of difficult conversations, let's segue over to this, because I know people are allowed to protest in and around Gettysburg and the battlefields, not on the battlefields, but you have locations. There was a Facebook group, I think it was taken down, Left Behind USA, promoting this July 4th, quote, peaceful flag burning to resist police. I mean, it sounds very peaceful and non-threatening to everybody. I kid. What is the status? What have you heard? Have you heard about this? And B, are they allowed to do this? I mean, if I wanted to go burn a flag, could I just show up tomorrow and be like, I'm burning a flag, everybody?
Yeah, the First Amendment rights are obviously something that we also take very seriously. And within a federal landscape like Gettysburg, we do have areas of the battlefield set aside for First Amendment right activities. But a permit would have to be submitted to the park. That would be studied by the park management. And we would have the opportunity to allow something like that to happen or not. And the one that you're speaking of specifically, the Facebook posts about it and the Twitter posts about it were taken down, I believe, late Wednesday is when those came down. But yes, we've been very much aware of those ever since, pretty much since they went up, I think, in early June, so a couple weeks ago. And if something like that were to be, a permit would be written up, we would look at it and then go from there.
Is it something that you think the parks, or is there a history of the parks, the Gettysburg Park in particular, agreeing to allow a flag burning? Have they done it? Have they agreed to allow one in the past?
No, not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. But that doesn't mean that it couldn't be done in such a fashion that wouldn't cause damage to especially natural resources. One of the other concerns that we have when it comes to whether it be First Amendment activity or just lots and lots of people showing up, one of the main concerns is first the safety of visitors, the safety of staff, and then the safety of the natural and cultural resources of the park itself. So if something like that would be deemed dangerous to the park as far as the natural and cultural resources, it's very possible that like that would be denied. But maybe that we would come back and say, here, there's another alternative. Would you look at it from this perspective or this perspective? Because unfortunately, we would have to, in some cases, let's say a flag burning. our immediate concern would be, would that catch fire if things were, if the conditions of the ground and the grasses around the area tinder dry? And so it would cause all of a sudden a wildfire that would rage potentially throughout the entire battlefield, affect right. the town, and that kind of thing. So we're not just looking at it from a First Amendment right perspective, although that's incredibly important. But we have lots of variables that we would have to take into account.
What do you think the likelihood of this flag burning happening are? Because I know I see people saying, I'm going down, we're going down there, and we're going to fight. We're going to stand up for this country. We're going to stand up to these people. Is this flag burning going to happen, or is it a hoax? What do you know?
We are taking it very seriously. We're planning as if it's going to happen. But I think, again, your analysis here is spot on, that we don't know.
Okay.
It is an unknown, and we're taking it very seriously as if it is going to happen, and so we are planning to be as prepared as we possibly can.
I've seen groups like this that decide to have these. Most groups that seem like they're just throwing things together have some sort of organization behind them, at least one person who's got some focus. Have they filed permits? Have they done all the proper paperwork so if it gets approved, they can go? What's the status of that?
So far, no permits have been received as far as that's concerned. However, one came in late yesterday afternoon. An individual has applied for a space to have a table to hand out information on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
But not to burn the Constitution. That's not what we're talking about.
No. This is a peaceful demonstration. First Amendment rights, just a small space. He'd like to have a table to dispense information about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
But there's been no permit filed by this Left Behind USA for a flag burning on July 4th.
Correct.
You know, someone could just show up. In situations like this, when things go viral and people are, you know, I mean, like I said before, if there were 10 different boxes to check on how to push people's buttons, every box would be checked over this. It's burning the flag. It's on July 4th. It seems like they're just trying to push buttons. So what type of turnout do you expect as an opposition group?
There was a similar circumstance to this one in 2017. And the initial group was a no-show. And the opposition groups were plentiful. So we're expecting something similar this time. But again, we are preparing and will be prepared for any different scenario.
Okay, that's good to know. I mean, if I had a bet, I'd say they're not going to show. Even if they planned on showing, when they start hearing things like this, I don't think they show. I don't know how gutsy they are. But I feel like this is you're walking into they wanted to be the pot stirrers there. And they'd be the ones who'd be stirred. And I don't mean that as like a threat. I just feel like people would be there to create a scene and shut them down. It seems like for everyone's best interest, if they were really considering doing this, might be best not to do it because, well, I don't want to see anyone get hurt. I'm all for First Amendment. And hey, if you want to go burn a flag, go for it. Just I won't do it. I'm not going to be part of it. And I can't protect you because I'm a wimp. But still, I can't imagine they're going to show up. But it's good to know you have a plan just in case. It's great to know, actually. Look, at Gettysburg, I thought you guys were a little bit further. It's about 2.5 hours from Northeast PA. I haven't been down there in quite some time, and I plan on bringing the kids down, probably with my daughter. I got a 3-year-old. When she's a little older, I think we're going to come down there. So I always forget how close it is, and it's such an amazing sight to be seen. Such a great place to visit.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly holds a special place in the hearts and minds of a lot of people, both United States citizens as well as many folks from overseas as well. This is a place that probably I've heard from a number of different people over the years. This is definitely one of those places that are on a lot of people's bucket lists and one of those places they have to get to.
Yeah, absolutely. When I lived on the West Coast for 10 years and people would say, oh, you were there? They couldn't believe I was there. And I was like, Like, yeah, it was pretty close. You take it for granted sometimes when it's right in your own backyard. But listen, thank you for answering the questions. Good to know. I'm happy to hear you're not the park's not going to change anything with the monuments. You're not planning on changing anything as far as tearing them down, getting rid of things, just embracing the history, leading into it, trying to evolve, and also being ready for anyone who may show up with an agenda to ruffle feathers. So Jason Martz, the public affairs officer for Gettysburg National Military Park. Jason, thanks for calling in. I greatly appreciate it, okay?
You're very welcome, sir. Have a great day.
The Jason Barsky Show, weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.